Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
The following segment is from the off-day debrief on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
Let's dive into the only 100% accurate power rankings in the entire NFL podcast universe. And as I said earlier, if you want to check out the whole list, go to bleedinggreennation.com. It is there for you, and as well as tons of great stats and information that you put in there every week, BLG. You have Buffalo at number two. The Bills seem to be rounding into form. Josh Allen is, I mean, some of the plays that he makes, I loved. They line up. It's fourth down. I think it was fourth down and short. They look like they're going for the quarterback sneak. Instead, he fakes the sneak and goes around the edge and picks up the first down. That was a fantastic play. And as a team, a fan of a team that has a mobile quarterback now and Trey Lance, like, the Niners need to steal that. That is, how do you stop that?
You don't. And I like how you snuck in the 49ers thing in there. But it's clear, to credit RJ, who I guess I kind of ripped earlier, whatever. The Bills' week one loss, I think you can say it was kind of more about them beating themselves than it was like the signal of bad things to come. And I think like teams often say that a lot, and it may not necessarily be true. Like, oh, we beat ourselves. Like, teams love to say that because they don't like to accept that another team could possibly be better than them. But it was this, I think that was truly the case with the Bills in week one. And things can just be weird in week one too. Like, things just go in a weird way that you don't always expect, you know, like the Houston, like the Texans, who just lost by 40 points this week, won in week one. Now, obviously they had Tyrod at the time, so it's a different story, but yeah, this Bills team is back on track stats, outscoring their opponents 118-21 over their last three games. I don't care who you're playing. Like, it literally doesn't matter who you're playing. Like, that's impressive. When you can pitch a shutout twice in the span of 3 weeks, like, that's impressive, regardless of opponent. That is not easy to do. It's not easy to prevent teams from scoring any points in today's NFL, where offense has like never been easier. So again, that's pretty crazy. Bills are back on track. Obviously, you know, big game coming up against the Chiefs. We'll see, you know, if they can kind of keep this going. And if they do, then I mean, man, they're really for real at this point. I mean, they're already pretty good, but yeah, they're pretty scary right now.
Yeah, you mentioned the shutouts. First team a team has done that at this point in the season since the Baltimore Ravens defense of 2000. Turns out they ended up being pretty good. So yeah, things are absolutely rolling in Buffalo right now. You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL Show wherever you get your podcasts.